It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet.
Well, bring it up, Rick. Almost here. It's almost Ken Barkley's time to shine. Terrific Tuesday. You better you bet on BetQL. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. A lot to do in this hour and a lot to do over the course of the rest of the show. Still have four awesome guests to get to. Can't wait to talk to Matt Moore of the Action Network on the Mount Rushmore of You Better You Bet guests. NBA season literally less than a month away. It's newsy right now with Ben Simmons stuff going on in Philadelphia. We'll talk about that and more with Matt from the Action Network in about 20 minutes. Trista Crick, BetMGM tonight coming up in 40 minutes. Joey Kanish, Pro Sports Better, the insane baby, Joey Kanish. Next hour, James Mazzola, for-profit podcast on the Ryder Cup. Next hour, Power Hour, final hour. The game's Ken's already bet for week number three in the NFL and day two of Lockmas with some college football bets for the coming weekend. So much good stuff on the docket here. We're going to get to Nicky football in a second. You like the bodyguard part the best from He's a Slap. I like the Clyde Edwards-Helaire stuff the best.
Well, I think it's sort of like Arthur Smith, art in the eye of the beholder, right? Or it's subjective. The idea of like the singing is like the best shareable, like individual moment. Like that's the best individual moment.
Personal protector, Nick Scott. Personal protector. Yeah. The bodyguard.
Just, I mean, perfect, by the way. Chef's kiss of just, you know, great execution. But the idea behind Helaire was like kind of funnier overall. So it's kind of like, which, you know, is it the smart one? Is it like the smart part? Or is it the like over the top audacious part, which was the singing, I guess. So it's like, you can kind of like pick your poison. Like, what are you into basically in terms of like, what do you think is funny? The Helaire's like very simple, obviously just play on his name. Incredibly funny. And like, I didn't think of it ahead of time, obviously. So it had to be creative enough. I was just really, really good. I enjoyed that very thoroughly. That was not an oversell by you to start the show.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. So yeah, that was fun. He's a Slap might be my favorite thing to do each and every week here on the show. Like, I sit down.
I'm glad we have that name too, just to be honest.
It is an awesome name and a great job by you coming up with it. I just sit down and I look at the scores on Tuesday morning from the games and I say, okay, which games did I lose bets in? Whose fault was it that I lost the bet? And it's just as easy as that. And then just
he's
go from
slap.
There.
I mean, just the best, the pinnacle of gambling content, really.
I really enjoy doing the He's a Slap. We'll get to Nicky football in a second, but I don't know. I figured I wanted to say this at some point this week, and you know, maybe Rick can chime in here because Rick actually has this, what I'm about to say, and Ken, you do not. I think I'm going to shave my beard.
Oh, okay. There were the myriad possibilities there for where this segment was going to go. I was like, okay, like what's something happened to the show? Like, what, you going somewhere? Like, what's going? Rick knows this, Ken, but you have no idea.
I've had it. Now, I shaved before Halloween last year for like a Halloween costume.
Oh, I remember.
And then I think that's the only, and I shaved right when quarantine started in 2020. So I basically had a full on beard for really the last like 2 years straight, like give or take like 2 weeks while it's grown back the two times I've shaved it. I think I'm tired of it, man. I think I'm going to shave it. And like, I just don't like, I'm probably going to regret it immediately, but I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it.
Well, when the previous two times, so pre-quarantine, you obviously had the pandemic was going on. Your mental is obviously different. All of our mentals were different at that time. So just like, it may not have even bothered you that much. You're just, you know, doing something different. And then the other part was for a costume. You were playing Austin Powers.
That's right. I needed to shave for the costume.
So this is really the first time you've considered like an organic, normal beard shave. Two times it was pandemic and Halloween. Those were the two catalysts for you to want to shave your beard. Right.
In 2 years.
I feel like the likelihood of regret is higher on this one because it's just like, why'd you do it? No reason.
I'm just kind of tired of it. I see like a new look. I like to change stuff up all the time here. Rick, when do you think, will I regret it? Do you think? I don't think I will, actually.
Well, I find it interesting that you're going against the public here because most of the public shaves for the summer and lets it grow back in for the winter, where you're growing opposite of that. So I commend you for that. But, you know, you don't need the beard as much as someone like me. I need the beard to prove that I have a chin. I need the beard to prove that I might have a jawline somewhere in here. You have those things that are going to show regardless. So you don't need it, but it's an interesting time to want to shave it.
The guy that used to do, this guy named Tim, who's extremely talented, used to do makeup, like just makeup for like celebrities. What's funny, like he did it for me at Sports Illustrated when I worked for Sports Illustrated, used to say that for men, a beard is like makeup for your neck.
It's totally a
great
true,
line
right?
That always stuck with me.
As someone 100%. Who shaves all the time, it's like, oh, let's get all the imperfections going out there. Let's get all those on the surface and be like, or I could just have this massive hair. I could just have this right here.
Ken, why? Yeah. So Ken, can you not grow a beard, or do you just choose not?
It doesn't look good. So it's it gets splotchy like around the cheeks. I can't get like the full. So it comes in full like 90%, but 90%'s that's not going to do it. It has to be 100% obviously to be like palatable. So yeah,
it's got a Team America beard value to it.
Yeah. It's just, it's not something anyone needs in their life.
How long would it take you to grow it? Like, is that like 2 weeks, month? Like how long do you think?
Probably 2 weeks.
I think you should do it just for bleeps and giggles. Listen, worst comes to worst. It's like, you've got kids, you're married, like it's done. It's not like, you know.
I'm not worried about that at all. Yeah, we got that.
And you can always shave it.
We're way past that.
You can grow yours and I'll shave mine. How about that? A little Freaky Friday role reversal here on you.
When are we starting this? Yesterday. Yeah.
I am going to get my weekly haircut on Friday and I'm going to ask my guy Richie to, I'm not going full clean shave. I'm going to buzz it down to like stubble basically.
Okay. This is going to be so weird.
And yes, Rick, I get my haircut every single Friday. And it's funny because Jordan Green from Odyssey, who's like awesome, I think he does like Ken stuff, does mine. Like he like handles like all the radio interviews I do. And like before the season, he's like, so like, what about Friday at noon? I'm like, can't do it. What about Friday at 12:45? Nope. It's why I have an appointment. Guess what it is? It's my weekly haircut. That's why I can't do it.
Guess what it never does? Change. Right.
So weekly haircut. What do you think I come in looking like so fresh every Friday? You think I do it myself?
So am I shaving Friday and then that's like day one, or am I already just not shaving anymore?
I think you shave for the last time on Friday and then you grow it for at least 2 weeks and we kind of see how it goes.
I usually shave every other day on the show. So I'll shave tomorrow and I'll shave Friday and that'll be the last day. I don't like, my wife won't care, by the way. Like because during the summer, sometimes for like a week or two, I'll like grow it out, not to a beard level, but literally like, I'm in on this. Like I have no qualms whatsoever. And I have no idea how it's going to go. It's been a long time.
Our technical director is the outstanding Bill Matz. Bill is working on some kind of like weird, like, I don't know, kind of like predatory-ish mustache here that like Chris Hansen.
That looks like Max Homa for people that watch the golf over the weekend. Kind of like a Max Homa mustache.
Like Chris Hansen would probably see Bill and be like, why don't you take a seat over here? Bill's hair is, Bill, your hair is long, man. Like how long is it? When was the last time you got a haircut?
I've had two hair since like fall of 2017.
For you, man.
One was before I was the best man at a wedding in 2019. And I rarely get it cut.
And in that time, by the way, Bill has gotten married. So he got the haircut before. Yeah. He was the best man at a wedding, but not for his own wedding, which I think is great.
No, I didn't shave or get my haircut for my wedding. My wife loves the mustache.
Nice.
I did it once just as a joke. And she was like, no, keep that.
Love it.
All right. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But yeah, I rock the long hair. It stays.
Bill does have long hair.
It's not quite shoulder length yet.
There's a lot going on there. Yeah.
Now, if I were to like, my hair is not as long as Bill's, but my hair is pretty long right now. It's just coiffed right now. I'm gonna keep growing it for a while. We're gonna see where it takes us here. I might show up here with a ponytail one day. Maybe not. Maybe in my personal life. Maybe not on the air for the show. Okay. I saw Rick mouth want. You know, I mouthed
coiffed.
Oh, quaffed. Yeah, quaffed. I thought it was what. Yeah, I rocked a man bun during like the entire quarantine, basically.
You did. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk some sports. Okay.
You know, hair. You know, beards. You know. God, I'm really going to try to grow a beard. This is going to be so disgusting. Okay.
I think it might look good.
Okay. We'll give it a shot.
Okay. Two weeks. You got to commit for 2 weeks and then we go from there.
I'll do you one better. Like, I'll go to Halloween. How about that?
Oh, I love it. So like a full month, yeah. Basically. Yeah. More than a month. That's like, 5 weeks.
It'll end up being about 5 weeks. But yeah, Halloween, nice. I think I'm going to end up having to go as a member of the Paw Patrol, and I probably can't have like the grossest, nastiest beard as part of it.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I'm either going to be David Beckham or Jack Grealish.
Okay, yeah, there's some similarities there. It's very specific.
Sometimes I like think about myself and I think like, I might not like me if I wasn't me, but then like, I think like, I'm a really good guy. Like I'm fun to be around. Like I treat people pretty well, but like, yeah, it's just like, yeah. Like why would I do that? Because I'm really pretentious is the answer in vain. Yeah. So there you have it. I just have to be honest about that. Okay. Let's take a trip to England, Rick, with this edition here of Nicky Football.
Are you ready? Nick travels around the world to find you a soccer winner. It's time for Nicky Football Soccer Bets here on You Better You Bet. Goal!
Now this right here is a beat that you might one day hear. Jersey Shore, MTV. That's a tease for something we'll talk about later in the show. Mm-hmm. And the part that you would want to hear on Jersey Shore is this one right now. Recap the weekend that was in the Premier League, and let's look ahead to some early thoughts for bets this weekend in the Prem. How about Arsenal? Won two straight games. They take down Burnley 1-0. Arsenal's won two straight. They host Tottenham Hotspur this weekend. Arsenal's the favorite in that game. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm looking at Tottenham in that game against Arsenal. Correctly gave you the over in the Chelsea-Tottenham game on Sunday. Now, Chelsea won the game 3-0, so Tottenham still didn't score in that game. I feel like Tottenham is due. So not an official bet yet. We'll give out the official bets later in the week. But Arsenal now on a two-game win streak. I still feel like this team's absolute garbage, basura, under Mikel Arteta. So Tottenham is going to be my initial look against Arsenal coming up Sunday, one of the biggest rivalries in the Premier League. One of the battles for London, Tottenham and Arsenal on Sunday. Liverpool takes down Palace 3-0. And Liverpool now is finally starting to resemble the team that won the Premier League 2 years ago, not the team that didn't really fight for contention in the Premier League last season. They are excellent in attack right now. They were awesome against Crystal Palace. They've been awesome basically to start the season here, tied atop the table right now with Chelsea for first place. And Crystal Palace look back to being brutal. They did beat Tottenham Hotspur. Remember, we bet Crystal Palace last week against Tottenham, plus a half a goal. They won that game 3-0. That appeared to be much more about Tottenham and Tottenham's run of form than it does about Crystal Palace. So keep that in mind as we look at Crystal Palace's game coming up for this weekend. How about Manchester City? A 0-0 draw against Southampton, one of the minnows of the Premier League. City doesn't even score a goal in this game against Southampton. Coming up this weekend, City takes on Chelsea in a very, very important early season matchup in the Premier League. City fifth in the table right now. Chelsea tied for first along with Liverpool. Chelsea, as I said, coming off the 3-0 thrashing of Tottenham Hotspur in a game that's like not even really as close as the scoreline indicates. Like Chelsea just absolutely dominate. Thomas Tuchel, the manager, an absolute master tactician. Manchester United with a 2-1 win. Cristiano Ronaldo, yet another goal. Ronaldo's absolutely awesome. But I still got questions about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and this Manchester United team. I don't think they can contend with Chelsea, even with City atop the Premier League this season. So I'm expecting United to run into a tough run of form at some point here in the near future. How about the game that we bet on Friday last week? Leeds and Newcastle, 38 shots in the game, final score 1-1. That's really annoying. Like I'm telling you, and I keep losing money on it, so it's like pretty aggravating. Like Leeds is going to start scoring goals in a hurry. Like I promise this is going to happen. Like all the, I guess it might not.
Well, like the second you stop betting like it's going to happen basically.
Cause like, it's like all, like everything like bears out that like the goals are coming in a big way. And I'm going to keep betting it until they do. Now, if you don't want to, if you want to hop off the train, that's your prerogative. My prerogative is to keep betting until either I'm broke or it wins. So that's going to be my thought there. And how about Aston Villa rounding into form after selling Jack Grealish to Manchester City, bought a bunch of new players. They beat Everton 3-0. So Aston Villa, Josh Norris's favorite team in the Premier League, starting to play better. Okay, so now that we've kind of looked at last weekend, kind of with some thoughts on some of these games and the form that these teams are in, we'll look ahead to some bets for this weekend. Aston Villa travels to Old Trafford to take on Cristiano Ronaldo and Manchester United. I'm not saying that I'm picking Aston Villa to win the game, but how about Aston Villa plus one and plus one and a half on the Asian handicap at Manchester United? So none of these plays that I'm talking about right now are finalized yet. We'll do that on Thursday when we have more information, but that's what I'm looking at. Aston Villa plus one and one and a half on the Asian handicap at Manchester United. Chelsea and Manchester City, I think the under is screaming out in this game like it was in the Champions League final when Chelsea won that game 1-0. Should have won 2-0. Christian Pulisic missed a goal that would have made it 2-0, the final scoreline here. But I think Chelsea is just going to like boa constrictor Manchester City. Chelsea's ahead of City in the table right now. I don't think they're going to play to win this game because then they could lose, and that would be huge here. So I think the under 2.5 makes a lot of sense with Chelsea and Manchester City. Like I told you, we're going over in Leeds games, over 2.5 and 3, Leeds and West Ham. Liverpool's playing Brentford. I'll lay the minus 210 with Liverpool in some way, shape, or form, maybe in a parlay. I might even lay it straight. We'll see. And the Spurs, Tottenham against Arsenal. San Antonio is the Spurs. They play in the NBA. Speaking of the NBA, coming up right after this, less than 30 days till the start of the season, Matt Moore from the Action Network joins us to talk bets for basketball.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.